First of all, before I start, two things. First of all, Mazel Tov to Baruch Moshe Kleinman, he had an Einikum. And second of all, I get a monthly booklet, about 100 and some pages, from Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein. I get it every month. And this week, he had a shiloh, he had get up for a chasm. I just got it yesterday, I'm a week late. Meaning I have to print it out, so I get somebody to print 130 pages for me. I don't have a good printer. So, finally he got to me, and he had the shiloh, you have to stand up for a chasm by a chuppah. And he says the minute is to stand up because of chasm daim alamelech. So he writes. So he even asked, would a father have to get up for a chasm during Sheva Brachas? It's a chasm daim alamelech. So he said, Rabbi Yashua said, he's only a daim alamelech. He's not a melech.
The portion of Yaakov got it wrong.
They didn't cut the show. They disagreed. I mean, no offense. They disagreed. They knew this, and they said it's not the Gaya. It's not because he said so doesn't mean they were. I mean, they were as big a Paiskim or much bigger than him. So they disagreed with him. They said that there's no Makkah to the Minik. And he brought some Svarim to bring down this Minik. So he condones it, and they said there's no Makkah. Give me a Machlokes. There's room for a disagreement in Halakha.
It sounds like there was no disagreement back in the day.
Again, Rabbi Yishai never got up. Rabbi Yaakov never got up, at least that we know of.
And you went to Chassan, is that you never saw it. And
no.
Yankee Kleinman never saw it, so they could be...
Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein says it's the Minig. He brings Svarti Svarim, by the way. The Svarim he brings, shouldn't say that. He brings one Sefer, I don't know who it is, but the other Svarim are from Svartim, not that there's any Svarim with Svartim Chas V'Shalom, that say that it's the Minig to get up. So, okay, so he just condones the Minig, and after all, I guess they get up. And he's saying there's a source because Chas V'Shalom is Melech, but not because he's Icing the Mitzvah. Yeah. Yes?
First of all, from a religious point of view, Zelu Elu. Second, from a neuropsychological point of view, a manifestation of speech, something which is said, is a instantiation of an inner semantic state, of an inner thought. Now, one of the things that you see by the words Ani Hashem all the time is that I am Hashem, I know what you're thinking. And what was being thought by all parties concerned was service to the Divine Law.
Yeah, 100%.
How about the collar, Rabbi?
Getting up for the
Kala. He doesn't mention that. I think he doesn't really mention. He talks about getting up for the chasm. I don't think he mentions getting up for the Kala.
But that's the reason he's referring to.
He's talking about, he says, some have a minute to get up by Sheva Brachas. I don't mean he means, I think he means by the Nisbaida, when they say the Sheva Brachas under the Chuppah.
When does he, a
chasm,
official,
the day of his chasm. Until then, he's not officially halacha.
Doesn't the Kala get up at the Bedekin?
What? Because she's the Kala. Okay, right. Let's go right. But catch up what we're up to here. The Gemara had a Shaila. There were two Kashas. We learned out that Mitzvah Saseh Shasman Grama is Pater from Shnei Ksub Mabon Ke'echad. From the fact that the Torah wrote... I'm going to mute everybody because there's noise in the background. But if anybody wants to mute themselves, it's star six. Right. Okay. So the Gemara said, we learn that Mrs. Haseshes Mangrama, that women are putzer from Tfilin and from Ria. And it's not Shnei Ksub Mabon Ke'echad, we said, because we need each one of them. Then the Gemara said, why don't we learn out their Chayev from Matzah and Hakel? The Gemara answered that one there in Ishtek Subhaban Kechon, because the Torah could have written Matzah and I would have known Hakel. So therefore the Torah repeated it by Hakel to tell me not to learn out from here. So the Gemara asked, but this Amad Yemen, it says the Shnei Subhaban Kechon, you are Melamdin. You do learn out from Tub Sukkim. So what are we going to do with that, Amad Yemen? Then the Gemara pushes that Kasha to the side and doesn't answer it, because we're going to come back to it. That's why I mentioned it. And then the Gemara asked another Kasha, that how do we know Mrs. Esther Shaloy has mangrama that women are chayev? So the answer is, we learn it out from Myra. A woman is chayev to fear her father. Kasha is, why isn't Myra and Talmud Torah? I'm sorry. So we learn out that chayev. In fact, the Gemara, why don't we learn now from Talmud Torah and Pru Revu? Why don't we learn now from Talmud Torah that women are chayiv? Again, we learn now from Myra that women are chayiv and mitzvah haseh shaloi asman grama. In fact, the Gemara learned now from Talmud Torah that they're putter. The Gemara answered, because Talmud Torah and Pru Revu are shnei ksuv mabo and kechad. And since they're written twice, the Torah could have written Torah, but it known Pru Revu. So by saying twice, the Torah is saying don't learn from it. Just like I said, Rabbi Yechim and Breika said, women are chayiv and Pru Revu. So therefore, Talmud Torah stands alone as a mitzvah saseh shaloi hazman grama that women are putter. Why don't we learn from Talmud Torah? So the Gemara answered, Talmud Torah and Pidgin Aben. Therefore, we don't learn from those two. That's what the Gemara
said.
The Torah wrote the same thing twice, unnecessarily,
to teach you
that don't learn from these things. These are exceptions. Back to Gemara, and that's where we're going to start again from. 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth line from the top. Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. Frank the Gemara, the Rabbi Yechim and Barai Konami, the heavy period of Rivio Myra snake soup my bunk, Echavay Malamdin. How can I learn from Myra that a woman is obligated in mitzvahs haseh that are not time dependent? Why don't we say the period of Rivio and Myra are two mitzvahs haseh that say the same thing? The Torah repeats twice that a woman is chayav in mitzvahs haseh that are not time dependent. It says it by Myra, and according to Rabbi Yechim Abraika says it by Pru Revu, because he says women are chayiv in Pru Revu. Therefore, the Torah repeated twice that a woman is chayiv in mitzvahs haseh that are not time dependent. So how can we learn out from Myra that woman is chayiv? Let's say that the Torah repeated it twice. Again, whenever the Torah repeats it twice unnecessarily, you can't use it as a source. So we learned out that a woman is chayiv in a regular mitzvahs haseh that's not time dependent, from the fact that the Torah said they're chayiv in honoring and fearing their parents. But the Torah repeated itself. It said it by Byron, it said it by Pru Revu. Isn't that telling me that the Torah repeated itself not to use these two as a source? So how do I know a woman's chayiv if it's a sensationalized man grandma?
Everybody agreed that Pru Revu is a chayiv on the
Nashim. No. The Rabbanon hold that Nashim are parted from Pru Revu. But Rabbi Yechim and Breike says women are chayiv in Pru Revu.
He says that they are.
Therefore, according to him, there are two mitzvahs haseis that the Torah wrote that a woman is chayiv, and it's lo yazman grama, and they're not necessary to be repeated twice. The Torah could have said it once, I would have figured out the other one. By writing it twice, the Torah is saying, do not use this as a source. So how can I learn out from Myra that a woman is chayiv in Hashavas Aveda? The Torah repeated twice, Myra and Pru Revu. And whenever the Torah repeats it twice, it can't be a source. Zok to Gemara. Well, the Rabbi Yechim and Rai Kanami, the heavy period of Rivio Myra, Shnei Ksuv Mabo and Kechad. It's two psukim that are saying the same thing. Vei Melamdan. Zok to Gemara Tzrichi. No, they are not repetitious. One would not teach me the other. We saw this yesterday. That the only time it's Shnei Ksuv Mabo and Kechad is if the Torah could have written one and I would have figured out the other. But if the Torah would have written one, I wouldn't have figured out the other, then it's not repetitious, and therefore could serve as a source. The Ikas Rachman and Myra will cross the period of had the Torah write that women are chayiv in Myra, it would not have written that women are chayiv in having children. I would have said, have Amina the Choshua, Amar Rachmana. The Torah did write, and you conquered the world. And we would have said, Ishna Darka Lichbush and Ishna Darka Lichbush Lai. We would have excluded women. We would have said women don't go fight. Women don't go to war. And therefore, since women don't go to war, they're not chayiv and Pru Revu. That's what we have said, which is what the Chachamim really hold. But Rabbi Yechim and Breika rejects it. But I would have said that. Therefore, the Torah had to say Pru Revu in Lashon Rabin. He said to both of them, be fruitful. The Torah had to say that, because if not, I would have said women are not chayiv. Because the Rachman and Piri Viriv and the custom Myra, Havamina, I would have said, Ish the Sibik Biyadil Lasas, a man that during his whole lifetime has the ability to do Kibud Amira in. Isha, that some of her lifetime spends in a situation where she can do Kibud Amira, I would have said, maybe the Torah didn't mean she's Chayav and exclude her when she's married. Maybe the fact that a woman spends a good portion of her life married is enough to make her putter completely. That the Torah views a woman as somebody who's married most of her life or some of her life, and therefore the Torah, meaning there's two ways to look at it. You could say a woman is chayev, but is putter those years that she's married. Or you could say the fact that she's putter all those years that she's married means that the Torah wasn't mechayev her. One second. Therefore, it's just tiro'u to say she's chayev. Meaning, had the Torah only said that women are chayev in pruvu, I would have gotten to Myra, I would have said, Myra is different, because she spends a lot of her life in a situation where she can't keep it. So there's two ways to view that. You could say she's chayev, but when she can't, she can't. Or is it maybe the Torah is trying to tell me, you could think, that a woman who spends a lot of her life in a situation where she can't, the Torah never obligated her, even when she can. Therefore, I need the pasuk to tell me, no, she is obligated. So it's not repetitious. Puravu would not have taught me Myra, and Myra would not have taught me Puravu. Puravu would not have told me Myra, because Myra, she spends a lot of her time in an absolved way. Myra would not have told me Puravu, because maybe only people that can conquer the world are chayim. So the Torah had to repeat it twice. So it's not snake suma b'kechad, and therefore it can serve as a source that women are chayim and mitzvah haseh shaloi hazman grama. I had the Torah repeated it twice. It didn't repeat it. It's two different things that I would have never been able to learn one from the other. Yes, Doctor.
We really jumped to that. It seems like a big jump. You can't make that big jump that she was never.
We would have thought. Maybe. So the Torah had to take it out of the Havamina. Rashi. Abyeikim and Breikah Damar. Second Rashi from the top. Chiyuva b'peiv yiriv iksiv b'nashim. So the question is, hey chiyolav su shar mitzvah haseh shloi hazman grama l'chiyah mimayra. How can he learn it out from Myra? Havim Myra b'peiv yiriv shneik su ma bon kecha. Trichi. Klamer la bon kecha vinu. They're not repetitious. Boing ke'echad means they come to say the exact same thing. It's not true. Ulamemedeim alam them to tell me don't use this as a source. El tavayu tzrichi, I need both of them. The other cause of chad legamri lichminei. Had it written one of the two, I would not have figured out the other one. Why? Because darka lichbosh, S.R.S. b'mochama, men conquer. They ain't darka and a woman doesn't. The kivin lekwina be v'chivshua. I would think lekwina be pruvu. That's why the pasuk got to say it. And by Myra, seeping beyond the lasses, the father has the husband has the ability, a man has the ability, the chabad is of it, she'ein emas acherim alav. They don't have the fear of others. But she ain't get a woman, which is chayev klau, a filipnuya. So therefore, that's how I had to say it. I just want to point out something, an aside thing. Why does a woman not have the ability to do kibbutz? She's married, therefore. So Saisa said back on Daf Lamed Amud Beis that she's not near her father because she's with her husband. She doesn't have the ability to be around her father to take care of him. Rashi says very interesting thing. He says a man is chayev she'ein emes acherim olav. He doesn't live in awe of somebody, a wife. Is Amos Acher Malaha. She has in her mind her father's, her husband's awe. And that blocks her from being able to be Mechabed her father, the fear that she might be being Mezalzo in her husband. That's how Rashi seems to indicate. Rashi differentiates between men and women whether they have the awe of somebody else built in. A married woman automatically has an awe built in of her husband. That's what Rashi says. And there, Rashi doesn't say it that way, he says it the other way. Men don't have emes acherim. The inference is that women do. Taisa says it's because they're not available. See, the Gemara said, Isha ain't stimping me or they'll ask her. She can't. Ability. Doesn't have the ability to do it. Why not? So Taisa said back in Lama Lama Beis, said because ain't a Mitsuya Eitzelavia. She's not available. Rashi stresses a different point. Rashi stresses emas. A woman has an ema, and therefore doesn't have the liberty to mechabit her parents because she's in awe of her husband, which blocks her from doing anything that she views might be not right with her husband. I'm just pointing that out as an aside, because Rashi's here and the Gemara is there, but that's what Rashi says. Yes, doctor.
It seems that under what you've been saying, that one of the things that's been bothering me is, you know, why do we not learn out from two, but we do learn out from three?
No, we don't learn out from three. What? Nobody says you learn out from three.
If we have two, three things, we do not.
No.
Learn out in general?
No. No. One more second. No. That's not repetitious.
That's three things.
Let me set this straight. Any tzad hashava is based on two separate things that can't learn out from each other, but share a common denominator, so we can learn out a third thing. But that's only when they are different than each other.
You're saying the same thing. If you have two things to share a tzad hashava, can you learn out from that?
Yes.
He's saying to the third that it builds from the two to the three rather than say the three.
If the Torah repeats the same thing twice, we don't use it as a source. Mm-hmm. It's only if it's the same thing. Tzad HaShava inevitably is not the same thing.
Two things which are identical are inevitably the same thing.
Again. Let me just get this.
Principle of identity.
Again. Tzad HaShava means the Torah said it here and here, and they're different. That means the Torah, we would not have learned out one from the other. Forget about the third one.
Right.
We would not have learned out two from one or one from two.
If you find two things which are identical, they are the same thing.
Okay, so, doctor, I'm not going to sit and argue this because it's going to sit here arguing an hour. And I'm not interested in what happens philosophically. Halachically, if something is different than the other and shares the same halacha, so in that halacha, they're the same thing. But had the Torah not written it, I would have not figured out A from B or B from A. The Torah had to write it twice. Women are chayiv and mayra, and women are chayiv and pruvu. That is a common denominator. That they're both chayiv, but they're different. I would not have figured out mayra from pruvu. I would not have figured out pruvu from mayra. So it's not repetitious. Okay, a different time, but not now.
Does Gemara ask
on
the
Rabbanon
why Pruvu was written plural?
Not here.
But there's this aim that her husband is, where Rashi learned, that's a chisaron, right?
No, it's reality.
Again, it's a chisaron, right?
No, it's not. It's reality.
That doesn't mean it's not a chisaron.
The Meiri says, Himsachim daf kubches, that a woman is not chayiv and aseiv near her husband unless she's isha chashuva, because an isha is not a bas chayrin near her husband. An isha amos b'ayla alaha. Rishonim say she's not chayiv and aseiv because she can't act free in front of her husband unless she's an isha chashuva. So an isha chashuva is telling her husband what to do. So that's a different story.
Then who's wearing the pants? That's not the point.
Women don't wear pants, yes.
The way I'm saying it now is that just, I thought all the Muslim forums say, don't bring Ema into your house.
Again, you're 100% right. Don't bring Ema into the house. The mitzvah of a married woman is that she keeps her, again, I'm not talking about 2023. Let's not go into 2023 when a husband has Ema from his wife. Yes.
I think, you know, this is Rashi, and I think it encapsulates very well a particularly stupid contemporary argument where people want to say that men and women have the same overall. Granted, it's on both sides, it's a bell-shaped curve, a Gaussian curve, but saying that men and women think about things the same way. Every experiment has ever been done has shown that men and women as a group think differently.
Again, I'm just saying a Rashi, I'm not here to...
Brain transmitters. So Rashi is like 1,000 years ahead of his time.
Yes, he is.
I mean,
No, he's not. He's 1,000 years on his time. His Torah is true. So it's true always.
I have no problem with that.
Yes. Thank you, my writer. Honey, chalamanda, mishnek, zuma, bochecha, emelamdim. Elamandam and melamdim, ayikilamemar. What do we do with the mandam when it says melamdim? This is all predicated. Both that we learn out, that we don't learn out, that women are chayiv and mitzvah sashesh hasman grubba from matzah and hakel, was because they're repetitious. And both that we just said that according to Rabbi Yechim and Breika, we could learn out from Baira is because they're not repetitious. But if they were be repetitious, the Gemara is assuming you cannot learn out from two things that are repetitious. If that is true, that's according to one Mandiyamar. There is a Mandiyamar that says that when the Torah writes something twice, you can use it as a source. When the Torah writes something three times, then you can't use it as a source. Now, the logic behind that is, let me explain the logic. Again, this is a machloikas. This is a machloikas tanoim later on. Whether two psukim that say the same thing, that would have been figured out one from the other, can serve as a source or not. One of the Amar says the fact that the Torah repeated it a second time says do not use it as a source. And one of the Amar says you can still use it as a source unless the Torah repeated it a third time. The logic behind the machloikas, the Achrayim explain, is there's a rule in the Gemara that sometimes the Torah will write something that I can figure out logically. The Torah says, the Gemara says that by Kal v'Chaymer, Milsa the Asya by Kal v'Chaymer, Tarach v'Kasim l'Kra. Sometimes the Torah will write something that I would have known anyway. Does that apply to two halachas that is not a Kal v'Chaymer? Some. Would the Torah repeat itself not to tell me not to learn from it? Sometimes the Torah repeats it, says something that I would have figured out logically. If you learn that that applies, then you could learn that from two psukim, because the Torah just wrote it extra. I mean, there's no extra extra. But the Gemara says that sometimes the Torah writes something I could have figured it out. So maybe that's why the Torah wrote two psukim. But three, the Torah never does. If the Torah writes it three times, that's the time we do not use it as a source. Two times, you can make the argument. Sometimes the Torah writes extra. And the other Mandiyamar says, there's no reason to say that here. They're two separate halakhas, and the Torah would have let you figure it out. The Torah wouldn't write it. Only if it's a Kal v'Chaymer, sometimes the Torah writes it. But if something I can figure out as equals, the Torah would never write extra. This is the machloikas, these two Mandiyamarim, the way the Mefarshim explained it. So treat it inside. So honey kula mandam shneksuma bakhair aim lamdam. Elo mandam lamdam ay kula mem. Sakrashi. Honey kula elkoi. Going back before. They sibna we asked later from Talmatira. Why don't we learn now from Talmatira that women are putter in mitzvah say shavoy as man groma. But shanina mishum da Talmatira pigeon abet. Because it's shneksuma bakhair. But there's a man, the evidence says you could. Maya Kilomayma, Nailu Mitamatayra Pinyin Aben, Shah Mitzis Haseish, Lazar Groma Livtar. Why don't we learn out that women are parted from all Mitzis Haseish, from Talmatayra and Pinyin Aben? Aye, it's repetitious. You can learn out from repetitious according to this man, the Amar. And for the Gemara, Amar Rava, Pupunoi Yadil on time with Hazimosa. The person who lives in Pupunoi knows the answer to this question. Umani, who is he? That's Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, for those who remember, the man who slayed is the word? Past tense, he slayed? He slayed the demon with the seven heads. That was Rav Acha bar Yaakov. He knows the pshat in that pas, and the reason why we don't learn out from Talmud Torah and Pidgin Aben, Amikra, V'hoye l'cha, v'ois ayotcha, u'luzikar b'ninecha. By Tillin, it writes, it's a sign on your hand, and remembrance in your between your eyes, leman tia tiras Hashem beficha. The pasuk inserts something that has zero to do with tefillin. Where tefillin leman tia tiras Hashem beficha. Now there's a lot of sidus in this that tefillin has to do with tira. It's wonderful. It's great. But what we see here is that pasuk put tira together with tefillin. Huk shekal ha-tira kulu l'tefillin. The Torah is saying, use tefillin as a source. Not as a logical comparison, but as a hekesh. The Torah is saying, look at tefillin and use that as your source to figure out who's chai and who what. And by tefillin, we know women are putter. And the Torah says, compare all Torah to tefillin. By putting the words, l'man tiyah Torah Hashem, right next to tefillin, the Torah is saying, don't use Ma'amatzinu, which is what we're using till now, compare logically. No, it's a hekesh. Hekesh is not man-made. Hekesh is Rabbeinu Shlomo made. It's in Sinai. The Rabbeinu Shlomo wrote the Torah that way. Man-made, you can either learn out from, not learn out from. Hekesh, you got no choice. The Torah said, compare everything to Tzolom. So we say, Ma Tzolom mitzvah sasei shasman grama v'nashim b'turis. I've called mitzvah sasei shasman grama v'nashim b'turis. Not because we learned it logically from Tzolom, and there's two pesukim and one buzzer. It's a hekesh. And once we know that, or mitzvah sasei shasman grama v'nashim b'turis, once the Torah informed me directly through a hekesh that women are pasur from mitzvah sasei shasman grama, automatically, Michal the mitzvah sasei shasman grama v'nashim chayavas. Let me explain why. When you're making logical comparisons, you can make it one way, you can make it the other way. We took logic out of this. The Torah said, use tefillin as your base. I look at tefillin. It's a mitzvah sasei shasman grama, women are pasur. The Torah says, tefillin is it. Okay. Anything similar to tzum, they're butter. Anything not similar to tzum, they're chayav. End of story. If it's logical, learn from here, snake suvim, not snake suvim, great questions. Because it's logical. You can go either way. You have to use your logic. Here, it's not logical anymore. The Torah wrote, compared to tzum. Don't compare it to anything else. Don't compare it to matzah and hakel. Don't compare it to anything else. Don't compare. Logically, maybe I could learn from Matzen Hakob Yehud Shnei Tzum HaBonkech HaMelamzen. Maybe I could compare to Talmud Torah and Pidgin HaBen and learn out that women are plus of as my grandma. Because once you're doing logic, you can do it any way you want. Unless, here's the clear message of the Torah. Do not use your logic. Use my logic, Rabban Hashem says. And my logic is the Torah is compared to Tzolom. And therefore, just follow the orders. Look at tefillin and build it off of tefillin. Whatever is like tefillin, women are patur. Whatever is not like tefillin, women are chayav. End of story. No snake suvim, nothing. All thing. It's a hekesh to tefillin. Let's do Rashi. Let's do Rashi. The Panoi Yadi, Tamidim Shibapanoi. Who does that refer to? It's plural, but it means one person. The money. He lived in that city because nothing to do with this Gemara. The Gemara there says that the Sutton by Eev and the Pnina by Chana both met L'shem Shemayim. He said that Brasha, the city of Pupuna, also Sutton, the Nashar Kare, the Sutton came and kissed him. Harikal Hatira. And here comes the Rashi. The lois of kinan hekesha. We do not leave the hekesh to the gaminim ibinyanav and learn it out logically. Mimata v'hakel is my grandma. The loy mitamatay ibinyanav eshalay is my grandma. Forget your logic. Forget all logic. It's all pushed aside for hekesh. Omitamitas I say, shaman grandma nashim paturis, shloy has my grandma nashim chayavas. But the itzruch l'michtav hakesha l'michtarinu b'zman grama. Since you needed a hekesh to pass you from b'zman grama, b'chlau, the shayar mitzvah chayavis. Again, once it's all tzolom, so then forget everything else. It's clear. Yes, doctor. There's two doctors. Yes.
Go backwards a bit. I had my hand up, but you were on the string. That was good. The past tense of slay is slew. Slayed is slang.
Right, thank you. Yes, doctor. No, you have a question?
Look it up.
Dr. Gemara Weiter. Now, okay, this works perfectly. We've just resolved the issue. We know why women are butter from Zman Grama and why they're chayav in law as Zman Grama. But we got a problem. Because there's two tanoim in Masechtas Erevin that say women are chayav in Tzolom. That it's not Zman Grama. That Tzolom is Shabbos, Tzolom is weekday, Tzolom is day, Tzolom is night. We don't paskin that way, but there are two tanoim that hold that way. If the whole source that women are butter from Zman Grama is Tzolom, then according to those two tanoim, women should be chayav and shayfer and sukkah and everything else. Because the Torah have compared to tzolom, and they hold your chayav in tzolom.
Their problem, not ours.
Well, they're tanoim, we deal with them. Dr. Gemara, honey, Chilamandamatilamitisasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasas Mayikilamemar, what are you going to say? How are you going to know that women are part of the mitzvah that have my grandma? So to Gemara, I'll speak of that outside, then we'll do it inside. The mayor is the town that holds mitzvah that has my grandma, that Twilin is women are chayiv. He also happens to hold Shnei Ksuvim Abon Kecharem London. So he can learn the way we learned it first. Then we learn it out from a mamet. We compare it to Trillin, logically, and we don't compare it to Matzah and Hakel, because that's Shnei Ksuvim Abon Kecharem, and we compare it to Myra, and we don't compare it to Talmud Torah and Pidgin Abem, because that's Shnei Ksuvim Abon Kecharem. We rejected that only because the Mandiyama holds you could learn from Shnei Ksuvim. Remeir says the various you can't. So Remeir, we never had a question on him. How do you know? We had a whole Shtikl Torah how we knew. We rejected it only because there's a Mandiyama that says two psukim you do learn from. Remeir says the two psukim you don't learn from. So we never needed the answer of Hekish the Tzvillim. Dr. Gemara, Man Shomit Leidam Etzil Mitzvah Saseh Shalai Asman Grama. Remeir, the Shomit Lo Shnei Ksuvim Ben Grechan. He can hold the first way. We only switched because we were stuck, according to the Mandama that says that two can be used as a source. But Remeir says two can't be used as a source. So we never had a problem. We never had a problem.
Bottom line, Remeir agrees that Mitzvah say Shalai is one drama, women are patours. I mean,
yeah, that's a fact.
So, but Philin is not.
He holds it's not Zman Grama. Why is Tulin's my grandma?
Well, we hold because there's this day in Shabbos. It's only during the day in Shabbos.
It's not true. We hold Tulin's my Tulin.
Okay, so Shabbos.
Shabbos. He holds women that Tulin is in the gay of Shabbos. Who said you don't wear Tulin on Shabbos?
I thought it was a Rabbanon of choice.
Not a Rabbanon. It's a drasha from the Pasuk. He didn't agree to that drasha.
So now, what is his source then? Which are the Shtei Ksuvim? Which are the Shtei Ksuvim?
Women are part of him Tulin. Oh, meaning you're right. It's not that too. What are the Shtei Ksuvim Abon Kecharem? It would be from. He would learn out from Ria. Women are part of from Ria. So that would serve as a source. The partner from all mitzvahs has man grammas.
But there's
Let's go back. We learned it out from Tulin. But when you say now, according to a mayor, Tulin is not a source. So we're learning it out from Ria. The partner from Isla Regal. That's one. You can learn out from one. The kasha is learn out from Matzah and Hakel. The other way. The answer is Shnei Ksuvim Abon Kecharem. Now we learned that women are chayiv and mitzvah saseh shaloi hazman grama from Moira. So we learn not from Talmud Torah and Pidgin Aben that women are pater from mitzvah saseh shaloi hazman grama. Shnei Ksuvim Abon Kecharem. We only rejected that because we were stuck with the Mandama that said you need three. But if you only need two, we never needed to move on.
So the source for him is Riyah.
Correct. Yes.
As a part of the argument, I thought that Tefillin were not usher on Shabbos. In fact, are not muksa. But the custom is we do not wear them.
No, it's halacha. That doesn't make it muksa, but there's no key of Tefillin on Shabbos.
Right.
That means there's no mitzvah.
But if you were to put them on...
It's a shiloh. It's matzli, not matzli. It's a different shiloh completely. No different than wearing a watch.
So it's
or a hat.
Okay, so I'm very unclear. It's usher, but it is not...
Not usher. It's no mitzvah.
Okay, it's no mitzvah. That I can live with. That, okay.
That's all I said.
Yeah, okay. Can a woman do the...
She wants to? Can a woman listen to Shaver?
Yeah.
can she bring Bikurim?
Women are chayav Bikurim. That was that Tori Evans Kasha. Why is it a mitzvah to my grandma? Spoke about it last week. Rashi. That it's not time dependent, it's circumstance dependent. I don't want to go through the whole Shlugot Torah again.
Riyah is not a circumstance.
No, Riyah is a time. Yes. We're getting to the next one. We're doing one at a time. Rashi. Hanicha bepukti b'msechta Shabbos b'perek basa d'erev. My ikilamei mem ken ipcha ikilamei so as some grum and lashem paturas. Learn now from Tamatayra and Pidgin Abed that women are butzer. Shani man shamat leikai svara and Meir. Be'erivin. He says it in Erivin. Udidei le'itzu hekesha. I don't learn it out from the Hekesh. Elgin amina b'reisha b'binyan av. We do logical comparisons. V'gama miria the havi mitzis ha'seish as man grum and lashem paturas. Hi, the Kashluch Le'el, we asked, V'nelevi matzah v'hakel l'chiyuvah. Why don't we learn that from matzah and hakel to be mechayev? Meir sabr, shnei ksum ha'bon kechad eim alamdan. Frank the Gemara. Now we go to the next Tana. And he holds women are chayev in tefillin. And he holds you could learn from two sources. So he can't use any of the answers we gave. He can't use the answer of shnei ksumim, so he holds malamdan. He can't use the answer of Hekish to Tzillin because he holds women are chayiv in Tzillin. Frank the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Dharma, Shnei Ksuvim, Abangecha, Malamdin. And Tzillin, Mitzvah, Sasei, Shoei, Zman, Gurama, Maikil, Maimar. So how does he know it? Both ways of learning till now, Rabbi Yehuda can't agree to. He can't agree to the fact that we don't learn from Tum Sukkim because he holds you do. And he can't agree to the fact that it's a Hekish in Tzillin because he holds women are chayiv in Tzillin. And for the Gemara, he holds, remember yesterday, I believe it was, yesterday, we said Abaye says the women don't have a mitzvah of simcha. It's their husband's mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda holds, women do have a mitzvah of simcha. And there were three mitzvahs, Shloya Seizan Grama, that women are chayven. Matzah, simcha, hakel. And three, we don't use as a source. It's three. Matzah, Simcha, and Hakel. And the other way, Beshloi has a man grama, Rabbi Yehuda holds this Tamatayra, Pidgin Aben, and Purvu. He doesn't hold the Rabbi Yechim and Breka. So it's three and three. So when you have three and three, you don't learn out from them. The whole thing was that from two you can learn out. There's a third. I, Abaya said, Isha Baila Mesamcha. The Gemara is saying, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that. So there's a Machlaikis. Who is the Mitzvah Simcha? The husband? Or the woman herself. Dr. Gemara Mishum Davi Mitzvah Sasei Matzah V'Simcha V'Hakel Shloi Shaksub Mabon Ke'echad Shloi Shaksub Mabon Ke'echad. Everybody agrees Eim Alamdan. Rashi. A very interesting Rashi that we're going to have here. No, it's not a Rashi. It's in other people say it. Tyson says it. Let's do Rashi. Dr. Ashi, the Pachinam of Yudam of Lamdim is in Hedrin Peg Dal Mises. Amanami Be'erim in the two Mises Asesha as my grandma. Ma'ikil Meimer. Ma'ikil Tasi Petura. Where do you learn out the Mises Asesha as my grandma? Shabi Simcha. The Lay Sriel and Kabaya, Domelau Isha Baila Masamcha. Doesn't agree to Abaya that says Isha Baila Masamcha. Practices, but why doesn't Abaya have a kasha from Yehuda? The Maisa, Rabbi Yehuda answered it, says that a woman is chayv in her own simcha. How can Abaya come along and disagree with Atana? Abaya says, so Tysus answers, very interesting thing. Tysus says there's an other mitzvah, Shazman Grama, that women are chayv in. Kiddush, Friday night. But the Raisa, Zachra Seim HaShabbos L'Kachay, is a mitzvah that say to make Kiddush Friday night. The women are chayv. There is an other mitzvah. So you have three. You have matzah, kiddush, and hakel. So Abaya holds you can substitute kiddush for simcha. So there's three. The Gemara never brought kiddush in. Tysus pulls it in on his own. And he says, by the way, there's another one, kiddush.
Well,
So mitzvah aseh she has one grandma, and women are chayiv.
What? This mitzvah
of
simcha, for a man, what is it?
Well, it depends. The time they make now.
Both.
Time they make the mikdash, the mitzvah is to eat shlamim.
Now.
Drink wine. Eat meat.
Okay, so.
Women,
yes.
The Gemara says, you buy them a new dress.
No, no, no. You don't hold the husband's thing.
By the way, we passed by the Lama. I mentioned yesterday that it's a bigger mitzvah to buy your wife a dress in Yom Tov than to buy a nicer esrog. What is it, the right?
There's no such thing as the simple internal simcha. Why? It's because Eba Mashes? Why can't I be happy because I'm happy? Because it's the one of the Chagim.
Well, the Torah says you have to do something physical to be happy,
I'll
to
dance.
Make you happier.
I'll dance, I'll smile.
It doesn't work.
Where does the
Torah
say that?
The Samachta B'Chagecha.
Physical.
There it says by her Evo that to bring shlomim the samach to sham. The Chazal learned out the way to get the simcha is by eating kabbalas. And this is the aside, by the way, in life. And I disagree with Rabbi Abraham HaKohen Gadol. I disagree with him. And that is that it's clear from many places in Shas that the way to achieve simcha is by doing something that makes you happy, gashmistika-wise, because that triggers the simcha. Yes, you should be very happy, but the way to trigger simcha, extra simcha, is to do something that's enjoyable physically.
I didn't say that to argue with you. I said...
No, I'm just pointing that. I'm sorry. I apologize. I mean, but that's clear. What you do, whatever makes a person happy. Chazal said, a man gets happy from drinking wine. I guess it loosens, makes them looser. It has a physical effect.
Jewelry.
What?
Jewelry also.
For ladies. Not for men. I mean, you never know, but today in this weird world of ours, maybe women get much from wine and men get from jewelry. And I mean, it's a different world. But once upon a time, men were men and women were women. So it was different.
Well, of course, he drinks. He forgets the Torah a little bit.
No, he doesn't. Nobody says to get inebriated.
Not drunk, but even on Purim, you know, we can get.
No, hold on a second. Drink means revius.
That's it.
That's it. You can drink all you want, but drink means no, you can't. But drink means a revius.
Revius affects a person.
Yes. Chazal say, the Torah says you drink a revius to wine, you're not allowed to go do avreta.
I understand. That's okay.
Not allowed to pass in a shayla.
Because?
Trust the revius, how you are, but your mind is not as clear.
So you're not as clear.
Not as clear, temporarily, but it makes you happy.
Well, you're not allowed to forget Torah either.
You're not forgetting the Torah. Temporarily, you don't have that clarity. You're not forgetting anything. 10 minutes later, you remember it.
For 10 minutes later, that means for 10 minutes.
I didn't forget the Torah. I just don't have the clarity of Sakh.
That was my question.
Yes, doctor.
Number one, the differentiation between men getting simcha from meat and wine and women getting simcha from clothes and jewelry is another proof of the difference in emotional makeup of men and women. The other is, to quote the great country and western singer Brad Paisley, don't like to get a little bit light. And that's exactly what's being talked about. There is definitely an emotional release without getting drunk.
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, I can also give you things like reflex tongue and such like that, which will support that as well.
I want to say the following. I do notice that by men, there's a chiv every day, Basav Yayin. I never saw the chiv to why you buy your wife your new dress every day of Yom Tov.
Every day,
oh, that's what I meant, right. You know, there's 7 days of Yom Tov, 7 new dresses. I never saw that. So I think from lack, I never researched it well, The pshat is, a dress will keep her happy for the whole Yom Tov, whereas by man, his meat and wine is much more temporary. Again, I'm just pointing that out. I'm not here to... Yes?
It's very simple. I mean, the meat and wine are consumable. They are there.
Yeah, I got it. I know why. I'm just saying. But that, I just don't want anybody to think they're going to buy their wife a new dress every day. But one dress a Yom Tov, they're going to have, or jewelry.
A woman had less clothing back
in the last 5 years. Halacha doesn't change. I just want to make it clear. Halacha doesn't change unless somebody big changes it. This is halacha. I told you. I said yesterday. Somebody asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, says, my wife doesn't like new clothing. He said, don't believe her.
Oy, I missed that part, really?
Yes. And he was married to Emerson Kanievsky. And he said that. Don't believe her. At least in the safer I have at home, Hilkas Yom Tov Mechalamayit, from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you know, when people ask him the shilas, there's like thousands of them when people ask him shilas, this is there. One of the shilas, they asked him, my wife doesn't like new clothing. He said, don't believe her. He also said, in that favor, that you get to Simchas Yom Tov by drinking grape juice, which is a big chiddush.
If she likes to read the...
That's always the big shilas. A book, is a book considered the same? A lot of places can say yes.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, something about that. Something that may, again, I was very hesitant in saying this. I'm not sure, but some people will say yes, I should say. Chol mitzvah slay aser, lo yisaser. A woman is chayv in all mitzvah slay aser besides three. She's pater from three mitzvah slay aser. Cutting her payas off, shaving a beard with a razor, and a kohenes, meaning a bas kohen, can be metame lemeisim. Those are three laven that a woman is not chayiv in.
She be over she cut someone else's
pay,
like if she was...
Oh, it's a major machloikas v'shaynim. You're asking, can a woman cut a man's payas off? This is a major machloikas v'shaynim. This is a major machloikas v'shaynim, and nazir, and it's not the sugir. Don't think of my advice. But no honey mealy. How do I know a woman's chayiv in mitzvah slay aser? Interesting point, the Mefarshim point out. The Gemara mitzvah aser started, how do I know a woman is pater? That means the outside svara was women should be chayiv. The Gemara here starts off and saying, how do I know women are chayiv? Well, make up your mind. What is it without any psukim? Chayiv or pater? Then the Gemara assumes that without any psukim, I would say women are chayiv in everything. It's only because of psukim that we figured out that pater this and chayiv is this. Here the Gemara says, how do I know they're chayiv? Well, maybe that's because that's the svara, unless you know differently. So the Mefarshim say that really it starts here. How do I know women are chayiv? The Torah is written in Lashon Zachar. All chayuvim, except for a few, are written in male terms. It doesn't say the word ish necessarily, but it's written in Lashon Zachar. So maybe women are pater. So we're going to learn that now that women are chayiv. Once the Torah revealed to me that women are chayiv, okay, so then how do I know to exclude mitzvah aser as my grandma? So really it starts here. The outside svara is, why did the Torah write everything in masculine? Everything. Zachar, v'shem ha-shabbat l'kacha, shem ha-shabbat tavoid. All these are masculine words. Maybe women are pater. So we're going to have a pasuk that includes women. Once we include women, so then she'll be included in everything. So then the kashi is, how do I know the pasuk is decision, my grandma? That's how the question is split it, and we will continue tomorrow, and everybody should have a wonderful day.